You're listening to SBS News.
Beth Mooney is gaining a reputation as quite the big game player, and once again the Australian opener has proven the difference in a WBBL final. Chasing the Adelaide Strikers' competitive 161 from their 20 overs, the target never looked in doubt for the Brisbane Heat, with Mooney at the crease. The 25-year-old struck an unbeaten 55 off 45 deliveries, reprising her match-winning 65 in last year's final against the Sydney Sixers. Heat captain Kirby Short told Fox Sports the team had developed a strong sense of self-belief, winning 10 out of 11 games to take the title.
I think when you've been in those sort of tight situations in really important moments, you learn how to win ugly. And I think we've won a lot of games ugly this year. And I think that then allows you to have the belief that you can. Clarity of role, experience in situations.
In the men's cricket, all eyes were focused on a controversial strip of turf, the MCG pitch to be more precise. Such was the danger it posed to batsmen facing steep rearing deliveries, the Victoria Western Australia Sheffield Shield match was abandoned. But not before Sandgroper batsmen Sean Marsh and Marcus Stoinis endured some painful blows to the body and head. It comes after the pitch was criticised last year for being too docile, and Melbourne Cricket Club Chief Executive Stuart Fox concedes his grounds team may have overcompensated.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that player safety is paramount in this game, and unfortunately it's resulted in a game being called off. But this has been a long journey for the MCG, as everyone knows. We've had some issues in the past with a lack of life in the pitch, and we've been working really hard over the last 18 months in particular to try and produce better pitches. And we have produced two good ones for the two Sheffield Shields prior to this. This one wasn't perfect, it was far from it, and what we've done may have just pushed it a little too far.
With the Boxing Day test less than 3 weeks away, the cancellation of the match has raised some serious concerns. But the pitch to be used for the showpiece event will be a different piece of turf, and Cricket Australia's operations head Peter Roach is confident it will be right for the clash with New Zealand.
Yeah, what we do know about our curators around the country now is a lot of science goes into it. Yeah. This is not just gut feel. There's science behind what they do, and their measurements were different this game to the last game. So they'll now look back and say, right, we now know where that line is.
Melbourne Victory is having trouble crossing the line in the A-League, sinking to another dispiriting defeat. It was former club darlings that proved the bane of existence for Victory and crosstown rival Melbourne City. Bruno Fornaroli starred for Perth in the Glories' upset 3-0 win over City, while Victory's opening goal against Western United was more than cancelled out by a familiar striker in new colours.
Wriston created the angle. Berisha glances it in. It's a double for the former Melbourne Victory favourite. Big smile on his face. Western United leading by 3-1.
And that ended up being the final score in another frustrating outing for Victory. In other games, Sydney FC moved clear at the top of the ladder with a 5-1 belting of Brisbane Roar, while Wellington Phoenix continued on its winning ways by downing the Wanderers 2-1. Over now to the National Basketball League, and Brisbane ensured Illawarra remained on the bottom of the ladder with a 10-point victory. The Wildcats edged out the Phoenix in Melbourne, and the Cairns Taipans caused an almighty boil-over by downing the top of the table Sydney Kings. Player of the match Scott Machado says the win will give the Taipans a huge amount of confidence.
It's a big win for us, man. It's a huge win. This is the number one team in the league. A lot of veterans in this league, and as we keep growing, we try to get big wins like this on the road. It's been hard for us this season, and we're humbled by it.
Also humble in Victory, golfer Matt Jones. On the final day, he looked to be cruising to his second Australian Open title with a pair of birdies on the 13th and 14th holes. But an extraordinary eagle from South African Louis Oosthuizen on the 18th hole set up a thrilling finish. The Australian then needed to par the last to hold on to his one-stroke lead. And after dicey encounters with both sand and tree, it came down to his final putt.
His second Australian Open title. up for his first.
The Emirates Australian Open champion for 2019.
That commentary courtesy of Channel 7. A perfect golfing lead-up to this week's President's Cup, when some of the world's best players, led by Tiger Woods and Ernie Els, will take each other on at Royal Melbourne. Gareth Borum, SBS News.